Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support. Well, it's time to play Soundbite of the Week, a simple game. You play by voting, 1-877-623-6943. We'll play four soundbites for you from this week's audio. You can also vote by email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter your votes to us at @issuesetc. Here are four soundbites. The first one is Greg Kokel, a regular guest. Is Jesus a recycled redeemer?
I mean, Jesus was a flesh and blood human being whose resurrection happened in history at a precise topographical location on earth, and it had a very specific purpose. Jesus died as a vicarious sacrifice for sins. There is nothing like that at all in ancient history. And indeed, I went to the source that is probably the single best source on that issue. It's called The Riddle of the Resurrection by Turgiv Mettinger, and it's the most It's almost a ponderous work because it covers all of those ancient guys, and he makes a conclusion, simply put, that there's no prima facie evidence that the death and resurrection of Jesus is a mythological construct, that is drawing on the myths and rites of the dying and rising gods of the surrounding world. People are just making a mistake when they try to do that, and this is probably the world's single best authority on the issue. He concludes that the faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus retains its unique character in the history of religions. It's not a copycat.
Soundbite number two this week, this Friday afternoon, September the 11th, comes from a pastor who says he hates Barack Obama.
I hate Barack Obama. You say, well, you just mean you don't like what he stands for. No, I hate the person. Oh, wait, you mean you just don't like his policy? No, I hate him. I'm not going to pray for his good. I'm going to pray that he dies and goes to hell. I think God looks down and says, man, I hate that guy. When little Barry is over there playing stickball in Africa, hey, God loved him. God wanted him saved. But I'm going to tell you, there came a point when he just pushed it too far, and that's when people go down this downward spiral where they just become so wicked, you can't even understand how could a human being be that wicked. I don't love Barack Obama. I don't respect Barack Obama. I don't obey Barack Obama, and I'd like to see Barack Obama melt like a snail tonight. Oh, God, are you going to give us freedom, or are you going to allow us to go into the depths of socialism and communism with Barack Obama?
That's soundbite number two. By the way, Steve Anderson of Faithful Word Baptist Church in Phoenix, the pastor who says he hates President Obama. Soundbite number three comes from James White, a regular guest. What is at stake with biblical inerrancy?
I think the ability to stand before God's people and say, thus saith the Lord, to be able to say, this is the gospel, this is the means of peace with God, this is what justification is, this is what your hope of eternal life is when you're staying by the deathbed, to be able to say, this is what God says, these are his promises. I think that really is it. What is at stake in all of these things, and it's really that important and that central.
That's soundbite number three, and here's soundbite number four. Get ready to call and vote, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. This one comes from a caller to the program answering the question, whom does God love?
We can surely take a biblical stance on who God loves. If you look at Mark 16:16, namely, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned, that points to my baptism. If I look at my baptism, Jesus put his name on me. Jesus as the perfect sacrifice for my sin, even the sin that I inherited from my parents, from Adam, that sin is covered because Jesus is because God is looking at the merits of Jesus. We are saved by merit, but just not mine. It's through Jesus. And if I were to say, who would God hate then? It's whoever is not believed, who does not believe and is not baptized.
All right, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, September the 11th. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, call and vote, or email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can always Twitter your votes to us at IssuesETC, 1-877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at IssuesETC. Now, the listener with the best reason for their vote, you can vote because you like it, you don't like it, you agree, you disagree, it doesn't make any difference. The listener with the best reason for their vote will get an LPR bundle package. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, and an Issues Etc. pen. Is it soundbite number one? Greg Kokel on Is Jesus a Recycled Redeemer? 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number two, The Pastor Who Hates President Obama? 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number three, James White on What Is at Stake with Inerrancy? Or soundbite number four, caller Scott on Whom Does God Love? We'll be right back. Play Soundbite of the Week with you. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my home. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love. Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Collinsville invites you to a pipe organ hymn festival Sunday afternoon, September the 13th. Holy Cross is located at 304 South Street in Collinsville. Strings, handbells, woodwinds, brass, and choirs all at a pipe organ hymn festival this Sunday afternoon at 2 at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Collinsville. For more information, call 618-304-3145.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
We're churchmen, not company men. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history.
Dr. Lawrence White of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Houston, Texas, on the importance of Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement. In the extension of the kingdom of God, the proclamation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the demonstration that our Lord Jesus is not irrelevant to what's going on in the culture, that our historic biblical Lutheran theology is more urgently needed at this moment than at any other moment in history, and Issues Etc. is in the forefront of that movement.
You can support this worldwide outreach by making a tax-deductible gift online, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org, or you can donate by check. Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
All right, it is time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You've heard the four sound bites. We need you to vote. Call, email, or Twitter your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, September the 11th. You can email your votes to us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter your votes to us if you follow us at Twitter, @IssuesETC. We're giving away an LPR bundle package to the listener with the best reason for their vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We'll send you an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, and an Issues Etc. pen. Those who vote, phone callers get the top priority, 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org or Twitter us @IssuesETC. Our sound bites for your consideration, Greg Kokel, soundbite number one, is Jesus a recycled redeemer? Or soundbite number two, a pastor who hates President Obama. Soundbite number 3, James White on what is at stake with biblical inerrancy. Or soundbite number 4, Caller Scott on whom does God love? It's your choice. Let's start with Tim, who's calling from his car. Hi, Tim.
This will be the first time that I pick a soundbite because I don't like it. And that is soundbite number 2. Quite frankly, I'm appalled. I think that we all can agree and disagree with politicians, but the word hate, that I hate the man. I want him to go to hell. If this is supposed to be a pastor and a man of God, I first of all wondered if he was just going for the shock value of it and trying to, you know, get people's attention. But if he really believes in what he's saying, I mean, he should be stripped of his title of pastor and shouldn't be able to preach to people again.
Tim, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? He found that one. This is a good example of how we play Soundbite of the Week. Your reasons are your own. You can disagree or agree. You may vote for it because you adamantly disagree with it, as Tim did when he voted for Soundbite number 2. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Dave in West Virginia says, my vote is hands down for Soundbite number 2. That pastor is so over-the-top crazy. It was hard to believe that he wasn't making a parody or some sort of illustration of sinful attitudes. Are we supposed to love our neighbor? Are we supposed to bless those who curse us? Are we supposed to pray for those in authority over us? We are not to judge. We are not the judge, jury, and executioner of our political leaders. God has never died and given us that right. Hey, that's a good way of putting it. And look, that injunction, love your neighbor, pray for your enemies, something that was glaringly absent from the sermon, Why I Hate Barack Obama. Hal emails us. He says, a few years ago, a few evangelicals took a stand on biblical inerrancy. It seems that every few years we go through the same argument. This is probably due to a personal need to be different from to be different to earn a PhD or a THD, but mostly to feed their ego. It is important to remember that Jesus spoke authoritatively as true, and I'm not inclined to contradict our Lord. See, that for me is the hands-down argument. How did Jesus regard the Bible? As inerrant? Yes, good enough. Thanks for your vote, Hal. I believe that's a vote for soundbite number 3. Barbara says, I'm voting for soundbite of the week number 4. Scott is my son. Isn't that sweet? Scott is my son, and he constantly amazes me with his zeal for the Lord's work and his love Jeff just flipped my screen here. Well, let's just say his love. Now, I've met Scott personally, and the woman from whom Scott came is truly a remarkable woman because Scott is about 7 feet tall, if I'm not mistaken. Gwen says, I just found your Facebook and just listened to all 4 sound bites. I vote for soundbite number 1, Greg Kokel. Thank you very much, Gwen, and thanks for becoming a fan at Facebook, too. One vote for James White, number 3, and Dennis in Michigan says, in St. John's, Michigan, my vote for soundbite of the week is number 2, a quote-unquote pastor who apparently does not like President Obama. That's putting it mildly. This man has less decorum than certain representatives listening to the president speak. Thank you very much. Oh, it is Barbara loves Scott's love of the gospel. That's what it is. And Barbara is Scott's mother, by the way. Still time for your vote, 1-877-623-6943. 1-877-623-MYIE. Email us, talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. It's Friday afternoon, September the 11th. We're playing Soundbite of the Week. And this is a good illustration. You got all sorts of reasons why someone might vote for Soundbite of the Week. You know, I was wondering who Scott was going to vote for because usually he'll chime in and vote for one of them. I don't think it would be shameful for him to vote for himself. I don't think it would be. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Michael in Strasburg, Illinois says, I'm voting for Soundbite number 4. Caller Scott on whom does God love? We're always pointed to our baptism when it comes to our salvation. I love how he answered those who would assert that we are somehow saved by merit. We are saved by merit, Jesus' merit, not ours. Such a great way to phrase it. Leaves a pebble in your shoe to mull over, says Michael. Through Jesus' blood and merit, I am at peace with God, quoting the great hymn. Amen and amen. Scott in Oakwood, Illinois, not only one of the soundbite today, but also a voter. thank you for nominating me for Soundbite of the Week. I won't be calling this week due to a conflict of interest. You can still vote. I mean, he managed to email us. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. 1-877-623-6943 or Twitter us at @issuesetc. You know, we've had guests who were chosen and nominated for Soundbite of the Week before call and actually vote for themselves, and a few have voted for other soundbites just to be, what, judicious. I want to hear from you, 1-877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org. Coming up pretty soon here in Collinsville, Illinois, an event, September the 13th at 2 p.m., Holy Cross Lutheran Church is having a pipe organ hymn festival. This is not only a festival of organ, but of all sorts of instruments. It's September the 13th at 2 o'clock at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, 618-344-3145. That's coming up this Sunday, the 13th of September at 2 o'clock. George is calling from his car. Hi, George.
How you doing?
Very well.
My vote is for number 2, and if I was a member of that pastor, I would pack up and leave that congregation and church right away.
George, thank you very much. I think he expresses the sentiment that a lot of people have had about Soundbite number 2. Our winner this week, Soundbite number 2, the pastor who hates President Obama.
I hate Barack Obama. You say, well, you just mean you don't like what he stands for. No, I hate the person. No, wait, you mean you just don't like his policy? No, I hate him. I'm not going to pray for his good. I'm going to pray that he dies and goes to hell. I think God looks down and says, man, I hate that guy. When little Barry is over there playing stickball in Africa, hey, God loved him. God wanted him saved. But I'm going to tell you, there came a point when he just pushed it too far, and and that's when people go down this downward spiral where they just become so wicked, you can't even understand. How could a human being be that wicked? I don't love Barack Obama. I don't respect Barack Obama. I don't obey Barack Obama. And I'd like to see Barack Obama melt like a snail tonight. Oh, God, are you going to give us freedom? Or are you going to allow us to go into the depths of socialism and communism with Barack Obama?
That's Soundbite of the Week this week. And apparently voted for because the voters didn't agree with it. That's a good reason enough for Soundbite of the Week. A pastor who says he hates President Obama. Thanks to everyone who voted, who emailed and called us with their votes for Soundbite of the Week this week. We're going to give away the LPR bundle package to George, the latest caller there. I think he's a first-time caller and a very good response. If your pastor was preaching that way, I think it is quite wise to get up, pack up, and find another church. Not only because he's preaching hate, but because he's failing to preach the genuine love of God in Jesus Christ. He's failing to apply that law that says God does indeed despise our sin, our rebellion, and our hatred of him, and yet he shows us compassion and mercy and forgiveness and gives us that compassion, mercy, and forgiveness in the shed blood of his son, Jesus Christ. And the only reason God has to love us is because Christ shed his blood for us. Monday on Issues, Etc., we're going to discuss the emergent church movement with Chris Roseborough, rapidly becoming an expert in that regard. George, give us a call back. We'll need your shirt size and your mailing address. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Every preacher should step into the pulpit determined to know one thing and one thing alone, and nothing other than this. Lay aside political views, hold them outside the church, that is fine. Vote the way you want to vote, but preach Christ and him crucified to every sinner, every Sunday, in every sermon. Our Issues, Etc. book of the month for September is the Lutheran Study Bible. Check it out at our website, issuesetc.org. It is truly remarkable, something you want to see and not only see but also get. You can get it by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, the Issues, Etc. book of the month for September, the Lutheran Study Bible. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilken and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.